Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I have subjected myself to the television show last night on CNN featuring Dana Bash, Vice President Harris, I do believe, playing the part of the wacky neighbor, and Tim Walz, the zany, befuddled Tommy Boy character. It was painful. It really was absolutely painful. But one of the things she said was that Bidenomics worked. And she's very happy she was able to bring down inflation. I wish I had been in the room just to explain my little example of explaining inflation, right? You start at 200 pounds and you're getting 10 pounds in a year and 15 pounds in a year and 8 pounds the next year. And you say, oh my gosh, well, I've gained all this weight. But look, my weight gain has decreased. That's what they do with those inflation numbers. So I want to talk a little bit about that, rather, but I also want to talk about the CEO summit that's coming to Liberty University. And luckily for us, fortunately for us, Dr. Dave Bratt of Liberty University, a senior vice president out there for business affairs, is joining us. All of the opinions are his and his alone. I always want to make sure everybody knows that, but I definitely need to get the information on that CEO summit coming off. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, love being on. Thanks, Jeff. Always great.
Thank you, sir. The pleasure is mine. Now, I absolutely want to get what you have to say about the vice president last night, but I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that your CEO summit at Liberty is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's right. And all the business friends I had in Richmond and surroundings, more than welcome. Just look me up at Bratt Economics on Getter, and there's an email. Contact me there. We're having, I'll shoot you the flyer. You won't believe who we're having. It's world-class people who run the world. Okay. And then our students and getting to see Liberty University. So just great day. And ready to discuss the Harris CNN puff piece.
Okay, well, just have at it. You can begin anywhere you want because, frankly, it was all the same.
Yeah, well, and I heard Charlie Kirk today, and usually I don't pay attention to things like this, but the just the production of it was bizarre. Yes. They had Walz sitting up there. It looked like he was a 6'8 guy, mm-hmm. And then she's sitting in the back behind the table. And then the questions from CNN, you know, I mean, it was cheerleading lessons, but yes. she felt tortured to have to ask a few key ones like, well, what about Bidenomics?
Yep.
And then Harris, they were just non-responsive. She would just pivot, you know, in politics, you're trained to pivot so you don't have to tell the truth.
Right.
And she would just go off and talk about prescription drugs and whatever.
Yep.
So the people in the country, I mean, you got a real choice in front of you, right? There are just wars going around the world right now. You're living with the inflation, the border invasion, and mm-hmm. it's all just obvious for everyone to see, and she didn't address any of it. So that's the problem.
None of it. If only journalists had an actual standard of duty or a...
right.
Right? I mean, because somebody would have lost their license for that thing last night. But you're right about the production value. This is why, Dave, in all candor, I can't even refer to it as an interview. It was a television show. And all they needed was the... I wish they would have had Carlton the doorman from the old Rhoda show, the guy who was always drunk and passing judgment on the world. Because it was absurd. The whole flipping thing was just absurd.
Yeah, and so, you know, I hope we get a debate, you know, a vice presidential mm-hmm. debate and then a presidential debate, so you'll see. But, you know, what the thing really shows you, and there was a piece, I couldn't believe, the Wall Street Journal, who's no friend of Trump, right? They can't stand him. But they had a great piece a couple days ago about how we have an executive branch now without a president.
Yes.
And it was obvious, right? And the left, right? The evidence comes from the left. They said Biden was no longer fit to hold office. They got rid of their own guy who was president.
That's right.
But yet he's still president.
Yeah.
And now they have Kamala coming up to be the commander-in-chief, right, when everybody knows that we have serious problems, and she doesn't have any experience in that realm. And so it's not a knock against her. It's a knock against the system. We're about ready to put in place the most powerful position, someone who's not equipped to do it. And, you know, and we're just giving shorthand notes here. But if anyone's serious about ideas and thoughts, you need to watch the Tucker interview with Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, this week.
Okay.
It was two or three days ago.
Yeah.
And Benz's thesis is just fascinating. He says we do not have any domestic policy right now. It's all coming from the globalist forces, right? The State Department, the CIA, the CIA cutouts. They own and run the media, along with Big Pharma, Big Agriculture. RFK Jr. has been on that. The two superstars out of Stanford are also on that.
Yeah.
But just Google Tucker Carlson, and up will come that interview with Mike Benz. It's an hour and 20. I've had to watch it two or three times just to get the basics down. You know, in science, we got this thing. You know, if you go point by point by point down Benz, and you can't falsify, right? If you cannot falsify any of the points he's making, which are all just factual claims, then in the end, you might have to accept his argument, right? I mean, this is reason is just no longer with us, right? Yeah. If a leftist, if I'm confronted with a leftist argument that makes sense and everything, every point they're saying is true, and once in a while that happens, right? That happened back with Bernie Sanders. He could string together a bunch of very interesting facts,
right?
And I got to talk to him in the White House once, and I said, "Bernie, you think this is the case?" And he goes, "Yeah, Dave. What the hell you think's going on with there? What the hell you think's going on? Right? That's of course that's what's going on." And I said, "Got to tell you, I agree with you." And so, you know, I think everybody just put the politics away, and just follow arguments and make up your minds. Right? No one's thinking anymore.
That is the problem. There is nobody clearly that is thinking about these issues. It is a sense of immediacy, and whether that originated with the Twitterverse or the TikTok world, there is that sense of immediacy. I want an answer that makes me feel good. And
getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And I want it now.
And that's right. I mean, you saw the Chicago convention, right? And the thesis is joy.
Yeah.
When, you know, the history of Western civ, we all want to feel good. But, you know, the Bible makes it very clear you probably should not expect joy every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, those kids in inner city Chicago, New York, Sanford—they're not experiencing joy every day.
That's right.
Right, and so the world can be very hard and tough and brutal, and that's the moral world that all of the serious thinkers embrace. Right, if you know, in the suburbia, you know, it's been nice for the past couple decades, but those are exceptional decades.
Right.
And the folks that think that's going to last forever, right, it has been remarkable because we had people that were willing to sacrifice everything in the past for the future,
right,
for their kids. But unfortunately, those days are coming to an end. And so the suburb folks, you know, better brace for reality because it's coming your way. All the, you know, you just go look at all the indicators, the trends, the defense trends, the economic trends, the social trends, the religious trends, the patriotism trends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but they're not looking good. And we need positive people. RFK Jr. is a serious thinker that gives it to you hard, but shows you how you can fix it and make it better. And so it's incumbent on Waltz and Harris to give that type of analysis. What are they proposing that fixes things, gets rid of the wars, and makes this world a better place? I have not heard it yet. I seriously have not heard anything deep coming from that camp yet.
No. Dave, I think you are spot on. I want to remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is joining us now, the senior vice president out at Liberty University, professor of economics forever, dean of the business school, member of Congress. What's your takeaway with the whole Mark Zuckerberg confession? Right. I personally thought it should have been a huge story. He says, the White House told us what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we could post, what we should take down. And we're sorry. Whoops. It was like Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, we've known that for, you know, 2 years now. And he's finally fessing, right? So when we all said it, are you crazy, Dave? You're wearing your tinfoil hat and all that's the, right. You know. You got to learn to compromise, Dave. They're not the biggest corporations in the world. They can't do that. Well, he just told you they did, and they were told to by the White House. And so, you know, Houston, we got a problem on our hands, and it's bigger than that. It's the Mike Benz analysis that I'm referring to on that Tucker interview.
Okay,
that's just a small little piece of what's going on, right? In case people don't know, right, the U.S. has run about 60 or 70 coup d'etats. We ran one in Ukraine in 2014 and replaced the government. And then our CIA and State Department and DOD go in and they get rid of all the opposition. Once we get our folks in place, you get rid of the opposing religion, you get rid of the free press, you get rid of the papers. What's his name's done all that, by the way, in Ukraine, in case you missed the memo on that one.
Yeah.
And so that now, the unfortunate part, I got to say, is guess what's happening now? They've learned those are called color revolutions. Those folks, after 2016, have been trying that on the home front. And they've been very successful with the same things, right? So now what did I just say they were doing in all those coup d'etats? They come after the free press. They redefine democracy. So the democracy is only that which you agree with us on. They don't want free press. They don't want free expression. They're clamping down on religion. They're putting religious people in jail. They're putting political opposition in jail. Trump's top guys are in jail now.
Yeah.
Trump, they can put in jail anytime. So, folks, I'm just reading off the dots.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just connecting the dots and giving you the theory of what our own folks have done in other countries. Go look it up and see if any of it's happening here right now.
It's just such disturbing stuff. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, and I want us to close on a sort of an up note.
Good.
I hate the phrase, but circle back to the CEO summit that you've got coming up at Liberty. Just remind everybody, the business leaders, obviously we have a lot of business leaders, I'm so grateful and thankful, are part of this program. What is it, and how can they be part of it?
Yeah, major Fortune 500 folks, major defense folks, China hawks, HR, healthcare panels, doctors, CEOs of healthcare systems, lawyer panels. Go look it up. I don't like making it all public because the left and the media are just so unfair these days. So just email me. Go to Brat Economics on Getter, and there's an email there to contact me, and we're happy to tell you what it's all about, and I'd love to chat. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, my friend. That is Dr. Dave Brat. Great, great guy again. He's out at Liberty University. If you're a business leader, take a look at Brat Economics over on Getter, and there are details there about the CEO Summit that's coming up in a couple of weeks in Lynchburg. In addition, if you want to get more of Dave's analysis, and you may be completely and totally on the other side politically, but you got to take a listen to what Dave's talking about these days. There's not a lot of, quote, politics, not in the traditional sense. He's bringing his PhD in economics to the game, and it's all very, very clear what you and I really should be concerned with. Now, we've got some tickets for Skinnerd at the Beach. We got my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to tell you how to make sure that your mobile is going to make it to the beach. We'll do all of that just a couple of minutes from now. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.